Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Uh-oh. Looks like there's some charter guests further out there than they should be. I need to take off my shirt and dive into here. Hold on. I'll be there. Jamie's coming for you.
I'm fine now. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm going to come over there. It's 3 feet of water. You could kill yourself.
Oh, you look at his muscles. I swear, though, I'm good. Just go
hey,
on.
Hey, stop touching my dick. I will say, I'm so glad Brittini called him out of, we have on wet gear. He did not have to take his shirt off.
Shirt off. But.
But I was happy he did.
I think he had to. Y'all, this is Below Deck Down Under, or as Poodle likes to call, Badoo.
It's time for Badoo.
Season 1, Episode 7, The Safety Dance.
The Safety Dance.
Which, yeah. Do you do that bedroom before you start fornication? Do you do a safety dance to show them what to do before, like, for it's like safe sex or something like that? Or is it involve veils?
There's no safety dance.
Okay.
Sometimes we forget the safe word. So just throw yourself into it.
Pamplemousse.
You just throw yourself into it. Let the body take over.
Okay.
You know, the safety dance is a song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Doing men without hats, doing the safety dance.
Oh, that's what
you
that
can
song's
dance
called.
If you want to. Yes.
I thought, oh.
What do you think it was called?
Dance if you want to.
This is why you don't get half of the episode jokes, because they are pop culture references that happened when you were in the bunker.
Well, this is true. I was in a bunker.
I'm
in
a bunker
right now.
No, just Oklahoma.
It's true.
I think it's because you only watch Disney Channel for a certain period of time.
There was a lot of it. There was a lot of it. Speaking of bunker, when are you heading home?
Probably next week.
You're just waiting to buy that ticket till the last minute, aren't you?
I am. I'm waiting to the very tips. Speaking of, you had your show last night. How was your comedy show?
It was a lot of fun. I had Sissy Mia came, and Sissy Devin. You met Devin. Remember, his mom's a big fan, and she brought her really cute gay son that made us feel old.
Yeah.
He came to the show to see other comics, but then realized I was there.
He didn't come for you, so let's be clear.
No, but then all of us gays went to Pink Taco afterwards with my friend Sean Pulofsky and Vicky. So, and I got Vicky Barbalak drunk on white wine.
Wow.
That we had a good time.
That doesn't seem hard to do.
We had a really good time. It was really funny. Social Media Meltdowns. It's monthly. It's a very funny show. I highly recommend. So anyway.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
What was your Thursday night like?
I was also entertaining.
All right. Well, let's start the show. Okay.
For an audience of one. Maybe two there at the end. And the stray cat that was looking in my window. Going, wow.
It's like taking notes. I gotta do that later.
Wow. Didn't know I could do that with my tail, Swansea.
Ted. Look at that. Look at that poodle go.
I don't know why they're named Swansea and Ted.
I can't arch my back like that, though.
Y'all, speaking of arch your back, it is out. We have dropped all of our tour dates so far for our little The Double It Tour. Tickets, if you're listening to this now, tickets are all on sale, general sale. So when does this air? This airs...
Next Wednesday. We're recording it on Friday.
I feel like we've had a good response, especially to our Tampa date. The VIP for Tampa is sold out.
And you guys, if you haven't seen by now, there's been another date announced. So now it's also October 15th. So we have the show on the 14th and the show on the 15th.
And Poodle's birthday is on the 13th.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a birthday weekend. Nope, extravaganza. Birthday extravaganza.
I don't think I like that. We need to work on that branding.
You're going
to
get fucked down in Tampa. I'm happy for you.
What is tamped down in Tampa?
Because it's the last city on the tour.
It is. You're right. I might not come back. We're sissies are saying the venue is right next to Ybor City, which is like a big fun place. Well, y'all might not come back.
We might not. Also, we might not make it out of Atlanta because I don't know if you know this, but we are doing our show during the weekend of Atlanta Pride.
Yikes.
Whoa. Something's going to be
whoa. I wasn't expecting that.
So we're excited. New York, Chicago, we're coming your way. Washington, D.C., yeah. Atlanta, Tampa. And I just love it that you fucking Red Floridians for filth and said, if you don't come, and now we've had to add a second night because they fucking came for you.
Well, good. They did what I said. Am I going to give you a reward for doing what we said? I'm sorry. Good job. Good job for buying tickets.
We are remote but goat today because we're guesting on another podcast later this afternoon, which I think already aired. So
it already aired.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Married at First Sight, the American version.
Yo, we're doing a collab with 6 Degrees of Reality TV with Amy and Leslie. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're both members of our Sissy Squad. And so we're excited to talk about MAFS, Married at First Sight. San Diego.
I did enjoy it. It's not Australia, but woo.
Boy.
Woo.
Number one, we could definitely play What's Your Trauma with a lot of those people or guess that trauma.
Also,
I'm
going to be talking about makeup choices.
Yeah, there's some of them.
Yeah, it's Sania, Sanja, whatever her name is.
Stasha.
Stasha. Ooh. Anyway, y'all, that was another show. Be sure to listen to it. That's on their feed.
And the fact that one couple is mostly fighting about dogs, it has nothing really to do with their relationship.
Well,
it's either their dogs get along or they don't.
That's very important. I have a theory about that, actually. So, anyway, y'all, we have...
So that guy Miguel is hot and I want to bang him.
Yeah, he is. All right. So that's why we're remote but go, because we're recording separately. So we're both in Los Angeles, though. So Poodle's not back in the bunker in South Carolina yet.
No, I'm having to. We're just doing a. It wasn't worth seeing each other.
Poodle's already going to have to see me tonight because we're going to a dinner.
I know. I already have to like see you. So I need to minimize my time.
I get it. All right. So let's jump into this. Speaking of Jamie, first of all, a sissy message, maybe, I don't know if us on our regular Instagram or mine, but she said, it just struck me that Benny is 34 years old.
Yes. It's on our Patreon too. Benny is 34 years old. He is only 4 years younger than Captain Jason. And we have been saying, Benny is basically blah, blah, blah. He seems young and blah, blah, blah. He's 34.
He is grown.
He's old enough to know better.
Still too young to care.
But
But that is Benny. He is old enough to know better, y'all. This is some bullshit.
Y'all, he's 34 years old.
Because I was sympathizing. Let's talk about this. So Jamie
acts like a 25-year-old.
Yeah, so Jamie, that's my first teabag, is Jamie's basically like, if you won't be on the team, you keep doing what you're doing, minus the bullshit, or I'm going to stick my dick in your mouth, which is what I heard. Right? Is that what you heard?
That's what I hear every time he talks to any male crew member.
Yeah. If you fuck this up,
if you don't
again,
do this, I'm going to stick my dick in your mouth.
I'm going to bend you over, and I'm going to hold your mouth with my hand, and I'm just going to give you that sausage.
And give you it what for?
Repeatedly. That's what we hear. Right? Okay.
Jamie, if you're around, you can talk to me anytime.
Just talk anytime.
Give me a good talking to.
That's y'all. That's why Poodle said, what's your theory? Because I said before the start, I said Jamie really kind of came in hard and kind of sometimes was a bit dickish in this episode. And you had a theory. What was your very scientific theory of why he acts the way he does?
Oh, because he's got a big dick. No, y'all, when you're blessed, also if you look like that, you're tall. And no one has ever checked you in your life. You've chosen you. Weirdly, he's got. That's probably not actually true. He's probably had some shit in his past, but he's tall. He got built, and now it's about no one's gonna check me.
And he has a big dick.
And he's a big dick.
It's like beer can, y'all. Just like I feel like definitely the girth boat, as we've sang.
Yeah,
before.
It's the girth boat.
It's the girth boat. Anyway, yeah.
It's long, but girthy for sure.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's
yes.
We are 100% accuracy on the girth quotient. The other boxes are still a metaphor.
They're still a metaphor.
We are driving the girth boat through those dolphins and hoping it can fit. Girth boat, girth boat, girth boat. Is it going to fit through those dolphins? That's a meme. You can see us do the girth boat on our Instagram.
Just with just dolphins on, our faces on dolphins swimming in the water with Jamie swinging his big dick.
I don't think we have actually footage of that. But
no, but somewhere.
I did say, I cracked you up when I'm like, uh-oh, no, it has to be in 6'8". Because that's like all sea shanties.
It's all sea shit. We can't sing it because we're not together. No. What did you think of the way, though, Jamie was talking to Benny at the dinner?
It all seems fair to me. I think
oh, really?
He's trying
I thought it was a little harsh.
Well,
but no, convince
I don't
me.
Like you can Benny.
Convince. He's 34, so I'm thinking it's less harsh.
I don't like Benny because it's always like, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Now, does Jamie have this thing that he needs to exert his rank over everybody there? Yes. Does he feel a slight competitive edge with Benny? Yes. He doesn't feel the same way with Culver. He does not feel, because Culver kind of like just lets him have his own thing. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact that someone is challenging. This is the first time Jamie's been a bosun. This is the first time Benny is constantly challenging his leadership.
Well, and it's funny you bring up challenge because he doesn't even like to be challenged by the captain of the ship.
Whoa! I mean, I was shocked at that scene, which makes me think Jamie may not make it through the season.
He might. We do teabags, so let's just talk about it now since we're talking about Jamie. It doesn't matter. Or we can wait, whatever you want.
Because everybody's talking about Jamie. That was a terrible musical that played in Los Angeles.
Wow. I was really like kind of heated up thinking about how hot Jamie was, and you just made me lose my boner.
I could go into Poodle's Broadway Corner a little bit and talk about how I saw that.
No.
And it wasn't. It's on Netflix now, and the Netflix movie version is a little better than the stage musical, I think. But it is so forgettable. And everyone else is like, oh, well, Poodle hates everything. That's true. I do hate everything. There are very few things that I like, but most things are bad. That's the other thing.
All right. So
most shows are bad. Most new shows are bad. We have to agree on that.
What's your next teabag, Poodle?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. My next teabag is the scene when drunk Ryan and Aisha are talking at the bar. And you know what?
What?
I'm calling it now. This sounds like an episode of Below Deck Theater. Wonder when we're going to run out of nautical stuff.
We don't have a lot. Not a lot. Not a lot.
And this is Ryan, who I really could not loathe more.
Ryan, yeah. I'll be playing drunk Ryan. Poodle will be playing...
I'll be playing Aisha!
You'll be playing Buzz Aisha.
Yes!
All right.
I figured it out. It's not head voice. It's like right here at the edge of my voice. Yes.
All right. And action.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey. Hey.
You look very drunk.
Yeah, I'm not drunk. You know what I like about you, honey?
What I like about... Oh, you're going to tell me what you like about me. You never done that before.
What I like about you, sugar tits.
Oh.
And, yeah, like, you know, I'm from Philly. We tell it like it is, and,
oh, no.
You know, I like, I could tell you to go fucking fuck yourself in a fucking hole in a fucking boat and fucking fuck yourself, and you don't care. It's fine.
Where are
you done.
Going with this?
And I'm saying, I can
must
tell you,
say, I'm confused about where you're going with this.
No, I'm sorry. You could, I could tell you go fucking fuck yourself, but it's fine. Water under the bridge. It's like a tea party. But we're not in Boston. We're in Philly. You know what
Is
I mean?
Is that
it's
your
fine.
Apology to me?
No, I'm not sorry. No, I'm never sorry. Oh, I'm not sorry. I'm just
but
saying.
That's what I was saying. But how many boats you've been on?
You're going to apologize to me. You know, don't say that. Don't say that about the boat. Don't say that. It's a shallow, fucking weak, fucking thing to say.
Why but I think it's quite important if you've been on a lot of boats.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't. Loud, were you apologizing? Was that an apology? Were you saying sorry?
It wasn't. I just want to do my work and make the best thing.
Stop.
I hate it when people tell me to stop.
I'm just saying, if you listen to me and agree with everything I say, we don't have a problem. Capisce?
Ooh. And see.
It is very hard to do theaters with Aisha. That is very difficult.
That was kind of what the comp, y'all, we didn't really make up a lot there.
No.
He basically said, it's okay that I can tell you to go fuck yourself, and then we're fine. And she's like, are we fine?
Yeah, she's like.
And he's like, yeah, we're fine. And y'all, when you just said stop, he is one of those guys who, when girls are saying things he doesn't like, he says, stop. You know, you women, you know these guys. They are the worst of the worst. If anyone you're in a relationship with, even if you want to salvage that, you need to tell them, don't ever say that to me. If they've ever said stop to you in that way, which is dismissing, you need to tell them to get that fucking word out of their mouth, because that is awful.
It's
and
awful.
Horribly condescending.
I almost would kind of say, if you're with someone like Ryan, just leave.
Murder him.
Like, it's not going to work out. They're going to have to get broken by some other woman that actually treats them more terrible than they are. And maybe then they'll be a little nicer. Maybe.
No, I don't see. He would have.
Because Toomey keeps bringing up this whole, like, he's not over his dad's death. And I'm like, I don't think that's it.
If he does get better after this, you can't. That has to be in you before. No one turns into an actual horse's ass. Like, that's in you before.
That's what
your father's death.
Or you were raped. Honestly, probably he was raised with people treating him that way. Clearly,
exactly.
That's 100% what it is. And that's where he learned it. They even wake up the next morning and Ryan's hair is kind of jacked up, and he's acting like. The way Poodle acts when he's fucked your husband the last night before, like nothing happened.
What? I was busy.
And so.
I don't give a shit I fucked your husband.
I don't give a shit.
Aisha's not even talking to him the next morning, too.
No, she's not really talking to him at all. And she says, like, she talks about, she said, my parents dealt with a lot. My mom dealt with alcoholism, but he's just lazy. My parents worked their asses off.
I hate laziness in people. It's a terrible trait to have.
It is. It is.
It's like at the edge of my voice. It's like the very edge. I love her, though. She's wonderful. I don't want anyone to think that I would do my impression of her to her face.
Oh, she would love it. She would love it.
She's absolutely wonderful. I love her.
What do you think about when she went and talked to Captain Jason about
Ryan? Oh, I wanted to finger bang myself here because I've been waiting for her to do this since the last charter. It's smart because she approached him in a way not of narking on him, but of saying, look.
He doesn't help me solve problems very well. That was a great line.
That's the way she said it. And he said, I'm going to put more eyes on this. And he's like, I've already seen a little bit that has troubled me. So, y'all. And we see later on.
I was shocked.
Captain Jason texts someone. He's like, hey, just wondering. You're in the area. It was me because I wasn't in the area. But I sent him some dick pics later.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted a dick pic. I think he wanted donuts.
Well, I got some of those too for baiting.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Speaking of butt, my next teabag. Speaking of butt things. The toilet overflows again. We have toilet gate.
Good Lord.
Well,
how does it keep happening?
Well, Poodle, funny you should ask. It keeps happening because the engineer finds white service gloves inside of the toilet.
Wait, so Magda's using his toilet?
No, Magda somehow, we see later on that Magda always puts her, maybe she's using his, well, no, not using her toilet per se, but she's using, it's the sewer system's all connected. So she's sitting down on the toilet and they realize she puts her gloves in the back of her pants. So she goes to the bathroom and she's just dropping her fucking white gloves in the middle of the toilet.
I completely missed that.
No,
now I understand.
Well, I'm a son of a plumber, so I get plumbing logistics.
I think I fast forward through all the shit stuff.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I like that Aish is basically like, she's clearly the most accident prone of the crew.
She's clearly the most accident prone. I don't know what I'm going to do with her.
Y'all.
Oh, Magda has just revealed her nipple to the charter guest.
Charter guest. Okay.
My favorite statement I've heard this so far this season.
It was great.
She's exposed her nipple to the charter guests.
There's a little bit of where Captain Jason actually talks to Benny about almost running the boats in together. That was my next teabag. And so Benny like says, see, there's always this friendly undertone. And I wrote, he's right. Captain is better at always having this friendly undertone. But also then after I learned that he's 34, I'm like, get the fuck over it.
And the thing about it is what he really resents is I bet because Jamie probably is barely 34, 35.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It may be the fact that they're basically the same age. And Benny's worked on a lot of boats,
mm-hmm.
probably as many as Jamie,
mm-hmm.
but on smaller vessels. But he's just got a shitty work ethic. Benny has a shitty work ethic, you guys.
Yeah,
that's just it.
He's lazy as well. Actually, he's very lazy as well.
Yeah, just wants to play around.
Speaking of play around, y'all, we're going to take a commercial. But when we come back, we're going to
talk about Tom Gay from USA.
Tom Gay from the USA.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com
/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
A bidet? I don't even have a vagina.
Clearly.
Someone needs to, again, that was weird. What do you think of these charter guests? There are at least three of them are homosexuals.
At least three of them are homosexuals. I will say that, what is his name? Because I wrote it down. That fucking aerospace engineer guy, who's a main charter, is hot and he is smart. I'm into it. Janal.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's an aerospace engineer. Take me up. I wrote this as a beautiful charter. They're all beautiful.
Yeah.
But like in a real people way. And because they're from Houston, right?
Well, yeah. One of them is Australian. The woman, Gabby, is Australian.
But I think they're from Houston, which makes sense if he works for NASA Aerospace. Yeah. That's in Houston.
Does Tom Gay from USA work for NASA?
But he is, y'all, Houston's a very gay city. So yeah. Tom Gay is...
I wonder if this is actual... Does he just go around being Tom Gay, or is that his actual surname?
You never know. Randy Rainbow, who I love, his actual last name is actually Rainbow.
No, it's not. Come on.
No, yes. He has said this in many interviews. He said, I grew up, my last name is Rainbow.
I don't believe it. No, come on.
No, he has said in many interviews, his last name was Rainbow. He grew up with the last name Rainbow.
You're a liar. No.
No, it's true. Look it up.
No, I do not believe you. Nope, I think you're a liar.
Oh, he's so funny.
Look, I'm seeing it right now. Real name. Nope, you're wrong.
He said in an interview.
I think he was lying.
Are you sure?
There's no way. I'm looking at his real name now.
His real name is Randy Stewart Rainbow.
It is not.
He has said.
Oh, my God. It says Randy Stewart Rainbow.
I told you.
No.
He was born to his father's Jerry Rainbow.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Tom Gay's name was manifested.
His last name is Rainbow.
I know. He had no
choice.
He
was born to be this gay.
I mean, think about it. Think how scary that is. Your last name could have been Poodle Dick Licker. Because that's what you grew up to
Sometimes
be.
Names mean a lot.
My name was Matthew Bottoms Up.
Well, it would save you a lot of trouble. He was born in Long Island to a Jewish family and grew up. Wow, his last name is Rainbow. God damn. Sometimes the universe just works in mysterious ways.
I think, y'all, if y'all think God is this straight white man sitting up in some cloud in heaven, you got it wrong. He is a big old queen. She a big Ooh. Old queen or at least just like a really funny lesbian comic.
And just something like that.
Yeah, something Ooh. Like that.
Woo, Jesus, that is a Jesus humor. Mary and Joseph. Woo. Anyway, I thought you were winding me up. I cannot believe that. We have to move on.
I never lie to you. You always think I wind you up, but true. I always tell
that's
the
truth. That's not true. I also need to say that my next tea bag is Magda is a disaster.
Oh,
she's
yes.
an at like the idea of not. She's like, oh, these are gluten free. Now the woman isn't celiac.
Yep, yep. Magda, those crackers are not gluten free. Okay, please tell the guests.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're great. Aren't they delicious? And
then when she literally was like, she could die.
And at one point, and then Aisha's like, did you tell them this? And she's like, yes, it was, but someone told me that, blah, blah, blah. And Aisha's like, don't do it in front of the guests.
She's in front of the guests saying, yeah, they told me. And of course, she's saying this in front of Tom Gay. And Tom Gay is like, girl, get it right.
Tongue pop.
Tom Gay's cute. He's in that Speedo. He's got a big old dick.
No, he doesn't. You need to look again.
Does. No, in the Speedo, it's all big package. He doesn't use it.
That's true. It's actually medium size. It's not a big dick. I hate to tell
Dan,
you.
I bet it'd be fun.
No, I think he'd be such a prissy little thing about it from what he does later on. He's definitely the most vocal of the guests.
Oh, it's beautiful to watch what he does to Ryan. It is beautiful.
So
I don't want to kill anyone.
So that's that. So, but
what's
Magda,
your next one?
Magda is basically she's down. She's texting her boyfriend when he was out with other girls. It's like, oh my god, what's he been doing? And then she's always sneaking off to do her own stuff. Magda is very much lives in her own world and they don't really understand that there's a lot of thing people depending on them. It's weird. It's like
they don't get it. And Toomey is just like God's gift to Stu's.
Oh, she's so good. And even Aisha saying, oh my God, you're the best second I ever could have asked for.
Well, yeah, because they had that meeting where Aisha's like, so, and this is on Aisha because Aisha basically wants Toomey to go back to being a second.
Yeah.
But she said, what would you want to do? Well, of course, Magda's going to overspeak.
Oh, I want to stay on service. Yeah.
And Toomey's like, I'm not going to fucking rock the boat. I'm just going to go along with, I'm here for a paycheck. Now she's stuck.
So I need to bring up something, and y'all, if you were watching this episode, you know I was going to say it. You can't have any type of feast without sides. This is the same thing of someone in the Sissy Squad put when someone had a whole ham, and they invited people over, and they just ate ham.
What?
There wasn't even bread.
That happened?
Yes.
They just made ham?
Ham.
Did it at least have the kind with Coca-Cola on it?
I don't think so. It was a ham.
They didn't have green beans?
No. No macaroni and cheese.
Coleslaw?
No bread. No nothing.
Side salad?
No. Zero. Zippo.
You need to unfriend that person.
No, this was in the Sissy Squad. It was
not,
putting...
No, I mean that person. Wait, not even biscuits to make a ham
sandwich? No, absolutely not. And they had said in the Sissy Squad that they had called them repeatedly. If you needed us to bring anything, I think they did have wine or something maybe, but
no.
It was just ham. They ate delicious, delicital ham, which is lovely.
Were they keto?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sissy,
unfriend that person.
Y'all, anyone knows this, even if it's a shellfish buffet or shellfish feast, you need something like... You need sides. This, and he's a chef, and this is
even said it. His food's basic.
Even like a bowl full of bread, or just some potatoes or something.
But also, this isn't. But even you could do like a deconstructed quote feast, like for a dinner with friends at home. This is not for a luxury charter, though.
No,
never.
Yeah, even it's weird. Even if I'm going to do like a big seafood, like a crab boil, I'll have like bread, you know.
I mean, the fact that Tom Gay has to say, Ryan comes up and Tom's like, Tom Gay. I feel like everybody just calls him Tom Gay.
They do.
Because I knew I was going to love this bitch as soon as he laid on that table and said, can you paint me like a French boy? And I went, is this Poodle?
So he does. They'd ask for a salad, and Ryan's like, salad? And Jason's like, Ryan, get some sides out. Just gives him an order.
Yes. Oh, and it was great.
And he's like, and they're like, is there any more lobster tails? Like, what? This isn't the Red Lobster. And instead of that, you're like, let's find a way to pivot and say, maybe here's some shrimp. Here's some really good stuff. We're out of lobster tail, but here's this.
Literally, don't look at this hand. Look at this.
Misdirection.
Misdirection. And
he's
you know,
so shitty at his job.
He's really shitty. And Captain Jason makes such a good point, which I'd never realized, but I haven't seen as many as you. But even in the dickhead chefs, the chef usually always has, it either comes from a place of neediness or narcissism, wanting to please or wanting to show off. But there always is this, how can I blow these fucking people away?
Usually.
Because the chefy usually feels like, if I don't have good food, what am I? That needs to be in a ship. Ryan doesn't have that.
I think you have been blessed by seeing mostly good chefs, because there have been some disasters. There have been Leon, Beef Cheeks Leon. There's been, what's her name? I always forget her because she was only there for a little bit, but when she made nachos, and it was the saddest thing in the world. There was a chef who just always made sandwiches for crew lunch. It was so awful. No, there's been some disasters. Like Chef Ben is way up there. You've never met Ben, but you will on OG Below Deck. Ben is royalty, and so like kind of like Kate Chesney.
Met Marcos.
Yes, but he's very new, and he is a great example of a great chef. He's way up there. Because he never really got shitty with the chief stew either. He only had a problem with Gabrielle.
Yeah, only Gabrielle.
Gabriella, yeah.
Gabrielle, yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, I know his body's ridiculous, and I know sometimes that he's like, he can have dad jokes, but something's wrong with me, because when Culver said, let the entertainment officer do what the entertainment officer does, my butt giggled.
No, you're just hard up. No, that's just no. His body's amazing.
What does it feel like? Can you imagine?
But he's such a fucking tool.
I don't think he's a tool. I think he's just cheesy. I think he has such a great attitude to work on the boat, though.
Yeah, but I have very little patience for people like that. I
feel like a tool is someone who has a bit of arrogance and shits on people, and I don't think that's Culver at all. I can see.
I guess you're right. I just roll my eyes every time he talks.
I mean, he's a walking dad joke with abs. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I think his teeth bother me. There's so many of them.
So you're saying you wouldn't hit it with Culver?
Oh, if he could bang me like a screen door.
Okay.
I'd rather him not talk and preferably have one of those Ruth Paul face coverings. So actually, if his teeth were covered, I think I'd be fine.
What if he had a ball gag in his mouth?
Perfect. We're talking.
Now you're turned on.
Now, you know what? That actually completed it. Because then that fixes the teeth. The body's still there. Yeah. And I could grab onto his body and hold on like a barnacle.
Oh. Y'all, it's like getting fucked from the mountain from Game of Thrones. His body's ridiculous.
Yeah, his body is ridiculous. He would be banned from saying anything after. Because then it would all be...
Oh, I'd let him cuddle.
He would need to get out immediately.
I'd let him do what the entertainment officer does.
I don't know. He's just... I feel like...
He's no Jamie. I get it.
I feel like he's going to burn out, too. I just have this feeling that he'll get shitty and then kind of stop doing things.
All right. What's your next tea bag?
That was basically it for me. I just wanted to say the last little bit of when the tender was they were trying to pull the tender up, and Captain Jason was just like in high gear, and Jamie's like, comes back to Captain Jason and says, you know, that was too fast. And Jason's like, I'm being safe. That's how I do it. And he's like, well, the way I do it, I'm like, someone's Whoa. Got some balls. Ooh, don't do that. That's important subordination.
I think it's okay for him to have this, not great, but I think it's okay for him to have this conversation if he wants with the captain. It is not okay for him to go to his crew tell his crew that the captain
that man
told him
in
to
there
do this,
wouldn't do it.
And he believes it's wrong. And if they're not safe, he's trying to create a coup on the boat.
Y'all, I guarantee you this is going to be shown at the reunion.
Oh.
And I could not believe it when I saw it. Think about what would have happened if Malia had said that to Captain Sandy.
Oh.
If it's said about safety.
Or someone said that about Captain Lee.
Oh. You would have been off his boat.
You would.
But the thing is, if Malia had said it to Captain Sandy, wasn't that funny? Because I'm the captain. If she would get so bitchy and confrontational.
It makes me sad. I don't think Jamie is long for this boat either. And I want him to be on there all the time.
I think maybe a couple more episodes and he's done.
Jamie, just start an OnlyFans, please. That's what
Jamie
we all want.
Jamie is over is gone.
No, Jamie
has decided it's time to move on. Jamie has new dreams he's building upon. And I still want his dick.
I'm still stroking.
Yes.
That's what it is. All right, everybody.
That's a little last 5 years for you.
That's some Badoo for you, y'all. Season 1, episode 7. Again, come see us live on the Double It Tour. And we appreciate all your support. We also say prayers for Poodle, because he might be in with his mother right now when y'all are listening to this. We record this a week before.
Yeah,
so.
you can get tickets, by the way, on our link tree of our Instagram. Links to all those tickets.
I swear to God the website's going to happen by October. That's the goal.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope. I'm going to say September 15th. I'm saying it now.
Okay.
Give me a month.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember, have a good day. Go out there on the girth boat and jolly your Roger. And then.
Yes. Magda has exposed her left nipple to the charter guest. And then anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.